Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. When God calls upon us to exercise faith, it is to be total and undivided. Our hope, our confidence, must be in God alone. No confidence in the flesh, no reliance on human wisdom. Naturally, we resist that idea in our pride and self-reliance. We want to lean on ourselves, to trust our own foolish and false ideas. This is the story of Adam and Eve, and the history of mankind ever since. We want to go our own way, and do our own thing, to lean to our own understanding. But our understanding is likely to take us down the wrong path, in the wrong direction. Why? The human mind, by itself, without the illumination of the blessed Holy Spirit, corrupted by the fall, is a false and untrustworthy guide. Does this mean we are not to use our heads? No, absolutely not. God gave you an awful lot of leading when he gave you a mind. So faith in God strengthens, enlightens, and invigorates our minds. Self-dependence is folly, and rebellion is ruin. But to trust in the Lord is a dynamic, adventuresome, exciting lifestyle. Placing your faith in the power, goodness, and wisdom of God is the most sensible thing you can do. The next step is to take all the ordinary matters of life to him in prayer, to give lip service to God, and then try to make do by ourselves in the everyday affairs of life is self-idolatry. Morning prayer, the practice of taking things to God in the first place, before we have consulted human counselors or just let things take their course, this is a powerful practice that is much overlooked. Stick with the word and prayer. Don't look for strange revelations. Open your Bible and go through it with a sober, practical, and reverent faith. God will not lead you astray. He shall direct thy paths. No step you take that you have prayed over will bring ultimate regret. Naturally, you will never be infallible. But even in your mistakes, God will see you through. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.